for the North Carolina Reading Service. And this is the Lions Newsletter. And for the next, probably half hour, I'll be reading to you from the newsletter from District N for the month of February of 2026. And so here we go, from the District Gazette. Dates on the horizon: February 6th, 7th, and 8th, the Council of Governors NCLF Board meet at Camp Dogwood. February 14th, Valentine's Day. Don't forget that special person. February 13th, 14th, and 15th, District 31O Convention at the Airport Marriott in Greensboro. On February 24th, there's district training on Zoom at 7 p.m., the topic, all about LCIF grants. On February 26th, Zone 5 meeting at Selma Lions Club, that's at 203 West Oak Street in Selma. From March 20th to 22nd, RLLI training camp at Camp Dogwood, and March 28th, Civic Club Day at Boys and Girls Home. This from your district governor. Everyone had a good time at the District NNS Midwinter Convention. This year's Friday Fun Night was a carnival theme, and we completed our third cabinet meeting. At the cabinet meeting, the following elections were held: FVDG Eddie Chase, Kinston LC, elected as district governor-elect, and SVDG Earl House of the Irwin LC was elected as first district governor-elect. Lion Kevin Toman from Shalit, the Shalit Lions Club, elected as second vice district governor-elect. When you see these Lions, please congratulate them and thank them for stepping forward to lead the district. They will assume their new positions on July 1st of 2026 for the 2026-2027 year. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. That's from Lion Gene Getz, your district governor, 414-640-5953, or email ggoetz00@gmail.com. From your first vice district governor, hello to all out there in District 31N during this time of cold temperatures and winter weather. Hoping all is well and everyone is safe. Time is speeding by, and we have barely packed up Christmas, and we are already looking forward to seeing Valentine's Day soon. We had a great mid-year convention with Districts 31N and S coming together to have a great weekend of fun, learning new things, and engaging with other Lions. Thanks to the Tail Twisters for putting together an awesome, fun night. With our guest speaker, ID David Wentworth, and his wife, Valerie, we were well-informed and updated on current topics of Lionism. A great time was had by all. Also, our third cabinet meeting of the year was held. Business was discussed, and elections for 2026-27 were held. Thanks to all for the opportunity to serve as your district governor for 2026-27. As with anything, we strive to achieve. One person can only do so much. We have a great team for our district that can accomplish much, much more. As always, let us build on the strong foundation we have in our district and continue to build on what we have. We are always looking for new leaders for our district. Please let us know if you're interested in becoming a part of our great district. Continue all the awesome things you do for our communities and Lionism. Let's finish this year with great accomplishments and look forward to greater years ahead. That's from Lion Eddie Chase, DGE for 31N. From your District 31N Global Membership Coordinator. New Year resolutions. One, for the next 3 months, I'm going to ask a friend, neighbor, or coworker to join your Lions Club to serve others through our efforts. Two, Invite someone to join in a service project to help someone that is hungry, needs clothes, needs eyeglasses. Impress upon them that the motto of the Lions is, "We serve." If all of the district and Lions get behind this effort, we can make a difference and turn the negative number into positive. I'm confident that each of you are up to the challenge. Make this New Year resolution one that you can be proud of following through with. Come March, you can proudly say, "Yes, I brought two new members into my club." Lions International News and Events. Weeks of Service. This initiative unites Lions and Leos worldwide to address the critical issues of mental health and well-being, hunger, and the environment. By participating, you'll be part of three impactful weeks dedicated to creating positive change and making a difference in communities around the globe, together. So get involved with the next week of service and help drive collective action for a better future. And that service will involve the environment. So that's April 18th to 26th of 2026. Reminder, LCI will no longer send out paper invoices. Invoices are only available online by logging into the portal. Ensure invoices are downloaded and paid online to prevent delinquent payments. NCLF News and Events. COG and NCLF Meetings. On February 6th, 7th, and 8th, the Council of Governors, or COG, and North Carolina Lions Foundation, Inc., or NCLF, Board, will hold the third meeting of 2025-2026. These meetings are held four times a year in August, November, February, and May at Camp Dogwood. If you're new to Lions or just want to learn more about the association, please consider attending at least a part of these meetings. Contact Tammy. Her email is Tammy, that's with a Y, T-A-M-M-Y, at nclf.org, or phone 828-478-2135, extension 229, to register. Hall of Fame Award. The mission of the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame is to recognize and honor the state's most outstanding Lions for their extraordinary accomplishments on the club, district, state, and or the NC Lions Foundation levels. Honorees will be inducted or posthumously announced at the District Governor's Banquet during the NC Lions State Convention. Names have been submitted for this year. The following are some tips for next year. Seek the advice of your District Hall of Fame Chair, your previous Hall of Fame recipients, and PDG organization. They have longevity and know most of your deserving Lions. Member history for a posthumously HOF award is sometimes difficult to find. Older members may know the history of candidates you're considering. Ask clubs to research their older Lions and review history books. They do not need to be a PDG. It may be that that Lion is unable to attend meetings due to health reasons. Living candidates need at least 10 years of service as a Lion. Deceased candidates need to be deceased 5 years unless they pass during the year of consideration. District 31 N and S Midwinter Convention Highlights. And this page is full of pictures of people that look like they're having a great time at the carnival. There is a set of four mimes and some people in their white tux with black bow ties and a group that's dressed like circus people with a ringmaster and some clowns and a man with a bright pink suit, coat, and pants and tie. It looks like everybody had a great time getting dressed up. Strides Work Walk, a great opportunity to help fund the fight against diabetes. Don't miss the Strides Walk on March 28th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Kinston Community Center at 2602 Vernon Avenue in Kinston. Hi, fellow Lions. I want to reach out and let you know I'm the Strides Chair for District 31N. I would love to help you get involved in the Strides Initiative to help diabetes patients, contribute to research, and many other ways. Please contact me at 252-560-6451 or 252-523-1019. You may email me at sharon@lionsindustries.org. I would love to come to your club and speak to you about Strides events, help you to plan an event, and show up for support. And that is from Lion Sharon Axelberg, the District 31N Strides Chair. Peace Poster Contest for 2026-2027. Students ages 11, 12, or 13 are eligible to participate in the International Peace Poster Contest. Kits go on sale from the Club Supply Sales Department at International Headquarters on January 15th of 2026. New this year, LCI is offering a way to beat the shipping costs. Paste this link into your browser to order an electronic kit. I'm sorry, I didn't realize there was going to be a link. But anyway, there follows the link, and there's no way I can spit it out here. Best result for your club is to order your kits early so teachers have a chance to add it to their next year's academic plan. For further information, contact Marilyn Jackson, md5jack@yahoo.com. Boys and Girls Home from Scott Stevenson. Christmas gifts. Things are going well at the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina. As always, Lions really showed up for the kids at Christmas. The following clubs all visited and or sent gift cards totaling $9,550 to be given to the boys. In addition, some clubs provided gifts and stockings to the Lions Cottage. In total, I would estimate over $12,000 in gifts and gift cards were given. And the participating clubs are Anderson Creek, Massey Hill, Kinston, Ashboro, Wake Forest, Mary Stewart, Beaufort, Clarkton, Clinton, Goldsboro Downtown, Hampstead, Hanover, Jackson, and Sanford. In addition, I was informed by Southport and Wilmington that they were going to wait until after Christmas and provide gift cards since so much had already been given at Christmas time. Teen Mom's Cottage, the Anderson Creek Lions, provided new clothing and much-needed baby supplies to be used in the Teen Mom's Cottage. This is an ongoing project. Keys to the Van Fund Drive. To date, over $28,000 has been raised to purchase a new van for the Lions Cottage residents to use. The estimated van price is $48,000, so we still have a way to go. I'm confident we will reach that goal and have a new van purchased by the end of this Lions year. Join the challenge, Keys to the Van. Help us raise money for a Lions Cottage van. Raise $500 and get a Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina banner patch for your Lions Club. Cottage Update. The cottage renovation fundraiser from last year still has excess funds thanks to the generosity of H.K. Jordan & Company donating the majority of the construction cost. In October, the Boys and Girls Home campus had a serious security incident, which accelerated the need to upgrade the security system in the Lions Cottage. I authorized the use of $22,000 out of the renovation fund to install new electronic keypad locks and an upgraded camera system with fire monitoring that connects with all other cottages into a centralized security station on campus. Boys and Girls Home Personnel. The home is close to finding a replacement for Tom Lamont, Director of Community Engagement, who resigned to pursue other interests. Until that position is filled, clubs should go through Pamela Young-Jacobs, Chief Missions Officer, to schedule any visits or answer any questions. Clubs can also reach out to me, and I will assist in any way that I can. Events. Civic Club Day at the home is set for Saturday, March 28th. there will be a service project to complete after the meeting. Please add it to your calendar and plan for someone from your club to attend. Lion Scott Stevenson will provide more info on this as soon as he has it. On a side note, I accepted a position on the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina Board of Trustees and will serve a term assisting other board members and the home. If you should need any clarification on any information provided, please give me a call. And that is all from Lion Scott Stevenson. His phone is 910-494-0809. Email lionsstevenson@gmail.com. And that is lionsstevenson@gmail.com. The District 31N Boys and Girls Home Chairperson. Tour to Miracles in Sight will be May 15th of 2026. Join North Carolina Lions for a tour of the new Miracles in Sight facility in Clemens, North Carolina. The Sight and Hearing Conservation Committee has scheduled a tour of Miracles in Sight at 4750 Commercial Park Court in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Any Lions wishing to join us in visiting this facility should contact Lion Glenda Grant at grgrant28@gmail.com or text her at 919-306-4430 to reserve your spot. We would like to get a group of Lions from each district to attend. Miracles in Sight is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the restoration of sight through corneal transplantation and related medical therapy and research. The organization is a global leader in eye banking, helping to restore vision to thousands of people worldwide. It is driven by the generosity of eye and organ donors who provide tissue for research and further advancements in sight-restoring treatment and technology. Miracles in Sight also offers reliable tissue preparations and other products to make surgical processes and treatment easier. As a nonprofit, financial contributions allow them to help more people in need of life-changing corneal transplants. Space is limited, so reserve your spot. On to district training. A tentative district training schedule has been developed for the 2025-2026 year. I'm hoping that they meant the 2026-2027 year. I cannot overstress the importance of these training sessions. They will make your job as a Lion easier because you will be more confident performing your job and, in turn, will improve the performance of our clubs. Please try to attend as many as you can. Dates are printed in the On the Horizon section of this Gazette, and that was on the first page that I read at the beginning. Our next training session will be a Zoom presentation on LCIF grants, February 24th at 7 p.m. North Carolina MD31 Regional Lions Leadership Institute, or RLLI. RLLI will be held on March 20th through 22nd at 2026 Camp Dogwood in Sherrill's Ford. RLLI prepares Lions and Leos who are ready to pursue leadership roles at the club, zone, district, or multiple district level. The core plus the elective curriculum offers a consistent foundation while allowing flexibility to meet local leadership development needs. The deadline to submit this application is February 27th of 2026, and registration is limited to 25 participants, so don't delay in submitting your application. The bulk of the cost of this event is being covered by Lions Clubs International and the Multiple District. The participant cost is only $25, which includes lodging, materials, and meals at the Institute. Please submit your completed application along with your check made payable to NC Lions MD31 for the participant fee, which is non-refundable, to Barbara Thompson. Send it to 5409 Woodleaf Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406. Her email is lionbthompson@outlook.com. Phone number 336-339-6943. And at the end of the newsletter, there is a registration form. In addition, please send an email to your district governor letting them know you have submitted your application. Food drive at NNS Midwinter Convention. Once again, Lions from across District 31 NNS heard the call to service and responded generously to the annual food drive held during the Greenville Midwinter Convention. This was our best midwinter food drive to date, as we collected 510 pounds of non-perishable food items and personal care items. We also collected $560.50 in cash donations. A special shout out to the Kinston Host Lions Club, who donated $250 and made a generous food donation as well. 14 other clubs signed our thank you sheet, and many individuals also contributed with significant food donations. Lewisburg Club is pictured with their donation. We are sincerely grateful for the generosity of all. Lions who helped us with cash donations include Jim Tobolsky, Amy Swaim, Lorraine Dixon, Ann Joyner, Steve McLaurin, and Glenda Grant. Food insufficiency continues to be a problem throughout the state of North Carolina. It has a negative effect on children, adults, and seniors in our communities. Hunger is more than an empty stomach. Food insufficiency and hunger act as a barrier to employment, education, and medical care. Please mark your calendar for April 17th through 19th as we plan for the Lions District 31 State Convention food drive benefiting the Greensboro Urban Ministry. Items most in need include canned tuna or chicken, canned ravioli, individual portions of non-carbonated canned fruit and vegetable drinks, and breakfast items. Please, no glass, pop tops where you can, and no number 10 cans. We are also planning to build a cereal tower with donated boxes of breakfast cereal. Stay tuned for more information. All donations are gratefully accepted. We will be set up to accept cash, checks, as well as debit and charge cards. That all was submitted by Bob Christensen, the Hunger Chairman for District 31S. Here's some club news and events. A welcome to new members. Gary Gruber of Beaufort Lions Club, Wally Bengston of Clarkton, Pamela A. Culbreth of Kinston, Brenda Felder of Smithfield, Cindy Hardy Adams of Benson, Mike Albertson of Fayetteville-Massey Hill, and Julie Sanderson from Kinston, and L. Curtis Himes of Southport. Oops, one more. Oh, gosh, I clipped it off. I think it must be James Pritchard of Western Harnett. If you have new members that have recently been inducted, please send me their names so they can be recognized here. Send those to ggoetz00@gmail.com. Reminder, this is a great time for clubs to begin considering who their next year's officers may be. Maybe form a nomination committee. Start now to identify key personnel to fill the roles to guide your club in the next year. Eye exams and eyeglasses. After the suspension of the VSP vouchers, many of our clubs are looking for ways to provide glasses and exams to those who have a difficult time affording the glasses and or exams. Many do not have insurance or doctors, and many have never had an eye exam. Clubs should make an effort to, one, hold fundraisers to fill the need for exams and glasses in your communities, or two, contact eyeglass suppliers and doctors in your area who are willing to supply glasses or exams at reduced rates. And thereafter lists several websites that you can go to to get some care and donations. Too numerous for me to list here. From the Lumberton Lions Club. The members of the Lumberton Lions Club have had a busy first half of Lions year 2025-26, serving the people of Lumberton and Robeson County. A core group of 9 Lions members have performed spot vision screenings at 27 elementary schools, charter schools, and daycare centers in Robeson County. A total of 2,997 children were screened. Of those screened, 514 were referred to an eye care specialist, which represents a 17% referral rate. Lions members gave a total of 239 volunteer hours, serving the young people of Robeson County. Even though the bulk of screenings are completed, more vision screenings are scheduled for 2026. In November of 2025, Lion Kevin Toman, District 31N LCIF Committee Chairman, spoke to the club members. A $1,000 donation was sent to Lions Clubs International. In January of 2026, Lions Club member Richard Pate was named a Melvin Jones Fellow in honor of his over 44 years of service in the Lumberton Lions Club. In January, the club submitted a check to NCLF Camp Dogwood Raffle Sales in the amount of $2,475. This added to the online sales, makes the total Camp Dogwood Raffle Sales for Lumberton Lions total $2,525 for the first half of Lions year 2025-26. Sadly, in December, longtime Lions Club member Brooks Baxley passed away following a brief illness. Lion Baxley had been a serving Lion for 48 years. And finally, our last page is the flyer for the Lions Industry for the Blind, Inc. Independence through empowerment, providing VIP jobs. Their phone number is 252-523-1019. And they're out of Kinston, of course. And from LIB Graphic Solutions, Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc., they show graphics of apparel for sale. Contact your NC Lions Promotions Chair for customized Lions Club apparel. Contact LIB Graphic Solutions directly for laser engraved name tags. And they show a yellow Lions Club baseball cap, a blue Lions t-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue windbreaker. Well, it's got fleece, so it's a little more than a windbreaker, as options for sale. And we have come to the end of the newsletter today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. The North Carolina Lions Club newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.